Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. Ever feel like your relationships are constantly teetering on that edge of chaos? Like you're trying to juggle flaming torches while walking a tightrope in the rain? Yeah, I get it. Relationships can be a beautiful mess sometimes, but they don't have to be a constant struggle. Today, we're diving into the art of building healthy relationships and setting those vital boundaries that keep things balanced and strong. Let's face it, life throws curveballs constantly. Work stress, family drama, even just trying to remember where you put your keys can throw off our equilibrium. But the key to staying grounded, to finding that inner peace amidst the chaos, often lies in the quality of our relationships. Think about it. Who are the people who lift you up when you're down? Who make you laugh until your sides ache? Who help you see things from a different perspective? Those are the folks we want to cultivate strong, healthy connections with. Now, I'm not saying it's always sunshine and rainbows. Healthy relationships aren't about avoiding conflict, they are about navigating it constructively. That means clear communication, active listening, and a willingness to compromise. Remember, it's a two-way street. You need to be both vulnerable and strong, open, and honest. And speaking of boundaries, let's talk about those bad boys. Boundaries are like the invisible fences around our emotional well-being. They define what we're comfortable with, what we won't tolerate, and they protect our energy. Setting boundaries doesn't mean being selfish, it means honoring your own needs and respecting your own time. It's about saying no when you need to, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. Think of it this way. A good boundary is like a well-maintained fence around your garden. It keeps the pests out while allowing the beautiful flowers to bloom. Remember, building healthy relationships and setting boundaries takes time and effort. It's an ongoing process that requires self-awareness, empathy, and a whole lot of communication. But trust me, it's worth it. When you cultivate strong, supportive relationships, you create a foundation for a happier, more fulfilling life. So, let's bring this back to reality. Ever had a friend constantly borrow money and never pay it back? Or a family member who always needs your help but rarely reciprocates? These situations can be tricky, right? That's where boundaries come in. Maybe you sit down with a friend and have an honest conversation about how their borrowing habits are making you feel. You could say something like, "Hey, I care about you and I want to support you, but constantly lending money is putting a strain on our friendship. Maybe we can brainstorm some other ways I can help." Remember, it's not about blaming them, it's about communicating your needs clearly and setting expectations for the future. And when it comes to family, well, those relationships can be even more complex. Sometimes, boundaries need to be set gently but firmly. Maybe you decide to limit phone calls with a relative who tends to be overly critical or negative. Or perhaps you set aside specific times for family gatherings so you don't feel overwhelmed. Remember, healthy boundaries are essential for protecting your well-being and creating space for genuine connections. So, what did we learn today? Healthy relationships thrive on clear communication, empathy, and a willingness to compromise. And setting those boundaries, it's not about being selfish. It's about respecting yourself and your needs. Keep practicing these principles every day, folks. You got this. Now go out there, build those strong connections, set those boundaries, and remember, you deserve to be surrounded by people who lift you up and celebrate your awesomeness. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little stoic edge in their life. And if you're feeling inspired, leave us a review. It helps other awesome humans find the podcast. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep on stoicing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.